chapter 78 to 79. And the names of the son are as follows. The first is Aryares, and the second, Tomas. The moon has four names. Its first name is Asanya. The second, Abla. The third, Banase. And the fourth, Erae. These are the two great luminaries. Their roundness is like the roundness of the heavens, and the amount of their roundness is the same for both of them. The measure of light added into the disk of the sun is 7 times greater than what is in the moon. A specific measure is placed from the sun into the moon until the 7th part of the light of the sun has been transmitted. And they set and enter the gates of the west and circle the north and emerge through the eastern gates on the firmament in the east. And when the moon rises, 1/2 of a 7th part of its light shines in the heavens, so as to be seen above the earth. And its light increases by 1/2 of 7ths, becoming more and more complete each day until the 14th day, when all its light is made full. And on certain months, light increases by 1/15ths, becoming more and more complete each day until the 15th day, when all its light is made full for the sign of the year. And it makes 15 parts, while it guides the lunar months by 1/2 of 7ths. And when it is waning, on the 1st day, its light decreases by 1 part from 14 parts. And on the 2nd day, its light decreases by 1 part from 13. And on the 3rd day, by 1 part from 12. And on the 4th day, by 1 part from 11. And on the 5th day, by 1 part from 10. And on the 6th day, by 1 part from 9. And on the 7th day, by 1 part from 8. And on the 8th day, by 1 part from 7. And on the 9th day, by 1 part from 6. And on the 10th day, by 1 part from 5. And on the 11th day, by 1 part from 4. And on the 12th day, by 1 part from 3. And on the 13th day, by 1 part from 2. And on the 14th day, its light decreases by all but 1/2 a 7th of its total light. And on the 15th day, the entire remainder is exhausted. And during certain months, the moon is visible for 29 days, and at other times for 28 days. Then Uriel showed me another law, how the light is placed into the moon and where it is placed into the moon from the sun. The entire time the moon progresses in its illumination, it faces the sun until the 14th day, when its light is complete. And when it is completely aflame, its light is complete in the heavens. On the first day, it is called the new moon, because on that day, the light rises upon it. And it is complete precisely on the day when the sun sets in the west, and when it itself rises from the east during the night. And the moon shines during the entire night, until the sun rises opposite of it, and the moon is seen opposite of the sun. And from the place where its light comes to the moon, from there again it wanes, until all the light is exhausted. And a lunar day passes, and its disk remains empty without light. And for 3 months, their duration amounts to 30 days. And for 3 months, it amounts to 29 days each, during which it wanes in the first period and in the first gate, in 177 days. And when it goes out, it appears for 3 months, each having 30 days. And it appears for 3 other months, each having 29 days. And he showed me every one of their laws for each day, for every season of every jurisdiction, and for every year, and concerning the places of emergence, the command for every month and for every week. And the waning of the moon is accomplished in the 6th gate. Through this 6th gate, its light is completed. And from it comes the beginning of the waning, which is accomplished in the 1st gate at its proper time, until 177 days are completed by the law of each week. 25 weeks and 2 days. And he showed me how the moon falls behind the sun and the law of the stars exactly 5 days in 1 period, and when this position which you see has been traversed by the stars. This is the appearance and likeness of each luminary shown to me by the great messenger Uriel, who is their leader. It resembles the likeness of a mirror when light shines upon it. During the night, this appearance resembles the likeness of a man. And during the day, this appearance resembles the likeness of the heavens, because without its light, there is nothing else in her. And now, I am showing you everything. And the law of all the stars of the heavens is completed.